may be aired. Article from Rabash. Yes, we are together going through this big transformation that is now happening all over the world. And we understand what is actually happening, or some of us understand it more, some of us less, but we are facing the Creator's plan, and we see how for the first time in history, the Creator relates to the whole of humanity, none excluded. And by this action, which you can call the coronavirus, or it doesn't matter how you call it, he is organizing the whole human population, all of humanity, as a single group, and prepares them for changes towards connection, so that they all know me from the greatest to the littlest. As it says, my house shall be a house of prayer for all nations, that everyone will have a mutual desire, a mutual connection. And we're in this process together, and we learn how the process has to take place, how it needs to happen to us, and how we need to adapt ourselves to it. How do we adapt our life and develop a new approach to life, a new attitude to life, that if we now still approach life in an individualistic, egoistic way, then in a new way, we will gradually move to a more global, collective, inclusive approach where there's no difference between man and his friend. Of course, everyone will feel through his own vessels, but everyone will feel that. Today, we also feel the world we're living in. Through this egoistic attitude to life in the new world, we'll feel it differently. The main thing is that everyone will feel what exists in his friend, in the others, and then our whole perception of the world will completely change from corporeal to spiritual, to an eternal world of wholeness, things we cannot digest yet, but we're right at the precipice. And so let's think more about the new world, about the new reality that needs to open up in our new mutual unbounded connection. And so will be the pioneers, the first ones to enter the new reality, the enlightened world. I'm certain that this is what we're facing. The upper providence wants us to reach that, to unlock the opening and enter the new world and usher in the whole of humanity to a whole new existence. We'll talk about it more, but it's all very close, very near. We just have to try to feel this inclination all day and night. And if we do this together, we will be drawn together and after us, the whole of humanity, to the purpose of life, the purpose of creation, the upper force. Let's approach the article and see that we are.
After it has acquired equivalence with him, it knows its thoughts once more, as it knew prior to the separation from him.
We can imagine it as a state where we were once connected, and then what was circulating between us in this single body, and body meaning desires, thoughts, etc., that would be the life of Adam Rishon. What was missing there in that kind of life is the recognition of the Creator. The knowledge of the Creator, yes, but not the recognition of the Creator. It's like a baby knows that he has a mother, but who is she? What is she? It does not know. Does not attain it. And so when we go through the shattering done by the Creator, and then go back, we take with us from the shattering, like the vessels from Egypt, we take with us all the broken vessels. And then when we unite, we connect these broken vessels, and then that soul, meaning that light that we had to begin with, grows 620 times more. And then we attain the Creator.
His words are heard.
In other words, the sensation of the Creator is called faith. To the extent that we feel Him, to that extent, we can fulfill His will. Ask it again and ask it in a clearer way.
If faith is the feeling of the Creator, how to reach that above reason? Raise it.
By trying to feel the friends the way you feel yourself. Tel Aviv 1.
Questions about the shattering?
No.
The shattering?
Yeah.
Yes.
What was shattered, the will to receive or the quality of bestowal? That concept of the will to receive is not clear.
What was shattered is the connection of Adam Rishon between all of the desires of Adam Rishon. They were all connected in a natural way from above. And that natural connection is what was broken. And people began to move apart from each other and feel oneself in a way that they are not related to each other. If you go today as well to all sorts of societies that are not so developed, we call it primitive, you'll see that they feel each other. They live in clans, in big families of sorts, and so on. If you go to see modern families, then you see everyone has an individualistic great desire different from each other. The kids live their family early, and so the will to receive is much bigger. And when they cross a certain kind of threshold or reach a certain peak, then they begin to see that they can realize that the correction of the world is on top of the ego they have achieved. And then they begin corrections.
Adam Rishon, did he have a corporeal existence, corporeal perception? From what point the will to receive acquired corporeal perception?
The will to receive takes on a corporeal perception due to the shattering, meaning the shattering between the pieces of which it is comprised.
You said there were people before the shattering felt close to one another.
It's because you get confused between bodies and the internality.
That's what I'm asking. From what point did the corporeal world was created?
The corporeal world is what appears in us, and we perceive reality. When we perceive reality in our desires that are connected, that are not connected in a single source. The moment we connect our desires in a single source, we begin to see a single reality. Nothing changes in reality itself. Reality doesn't exist.
It's written in the end that the new knowledge that is revealed to a person is that he cannot pray for the annulment of his own will. It's just talk, lip service. The question is, the work should always be in resistance, and if not, it's not real.
If there's no resistance, that is not called work, first of all. Secondly, our work is not where we think. Our work is only in connection, because whatever happens, only connection gives us an answer to all the questions and all the obstacles. Only connection. This is the problem, that we are always in this deviation, that we think there are disturbances, but disturbances are only with regards to the connection between us. If I'm always aimed at the connection between us, then by this increasing connection, I always solve the problems and difficulties, etc. That's how it happens. I don't see more questions from the world besides Petach Tikva. So, okay. PT 31.
It says only when he has fear of heaven, his words are heard by the body. What does that mean?
Because then he hears the answer from the Creator, how to advance, what to do, how to do it. He receives everything from above. We don't have anything. We don't begin to feel by ourselves. We are given an understanding, a feeling, to the extent that we want to be more connected. The whole problem is connection.
Hello, Rav. It says when he has thoughts of self-reception, immediately with the control of faith, which is the latter, he cancels them. The question is, what should we do when thoughts of self-love come to him?
Typically, when such thoughts already appear, a person doesn't really control himself, but he still is able to enter the group mechanically. What happens to us on the way is that we fall spiritually, but we stay connected to the friends through connections of this world. And then by tightening the connections we have in this world, you try to connect to the friends until you start hearing from them what the Creator wants to tell you. And then you grow stronger and you achieve a connection that is not just corporeal that you had during the descent, but also spiritual. PT 19.
Hello. Question. The feeling of the Creator comes through the connection. Is the feeling of the friends, to some extent, the feeling of the Creator?
Yeah, there's no difference between the friends and the Creator. The friends is just how the Creator presents Himself to us in a way that we can hold on to Him to some extent. And we call it this world, the friends, etc. But there's really no such thing. It's just, it's all wrong. However, that stays for us to have some grip, some initial connection. And that's why we have this world. But the truth is, it's all spiritual.
The letter that the text describes is what speaks for us today, the whole world clay, and ascending or ascending is the connection with it. Is this so?
Yes, you're saying it correctly. Very good. Today we are already moving from an individual personal perception to a global perception of the world. And we need to understand that what we have today in the global perception of the world is the initial degree of perceiving the Creator. And therefore, we have to relate to the whole world in a way that this is where I begin. And above that begins the spiritual perception that I want to see everyone connected to a single body. And we should certainly pay attention more and more to perception of reality. Also, what we've learned in perception of reality and maybe we can even review this a bit more in the next lesson. That's important to us. How do we change our perception of reality from our egoistic, earthly perception, understanding why we perceive the world this way, and why from here we have to begin rising up the ladder and not from some other form of perception? Where we exist in a very unique state, unparalleled, unprecedented, the process of the last generation begins to take shape. And we are those with whom the Creator is doing this whole path, guiding us, accompanying us, like in the Exodus from Egypt. So we have to try to be more sensitive. And following the Creator means being in each and every step more connected between us as one man in one heart.
Связан с группой, не видя за этим Творца, это наслаждает его или нет?
Rav, even if I'm connected to the group and I don't see the Creator behind it, does that give him pleasure, contentment?
Contentment is something very abstract. You can receive it, you can feel it from many directions. Who knows? It could be in order to receive, in order to bestow, it can be mixed. In the beginning, you can't really distinguish it. That's why I'm telling you, if you want to know where is the boundary between corporeality and spirituality, it's only in the group. If you want to do good to the friend, and this becomes the most precious thing for you, then know that in this way you also relate to the Creator, but first to the friends. This is a big barrier indeed, and there's no choice. If we want to enter spirituality, we must relate to reality in this way. And I go above it.
It says we have to believe above reason, and that's before we receive repentance. What does it mean to have faith above reason?
Faith is a feeling. PT
25.
Hello, Rav. With regards to thoughts of self-perception, how can you identify these thoughts?
Again.
In the work in the 10, what are thoughts of self-reception? How can you identify them?
Until, at least, I can find myself, feel myself in the friends, at least, that I want to be with their thoughts and their desires, not with mine. And I'm like a machine that uses its intellect, its feeling to do what they want. And then it's considered that I'm integrated in them, incorporated in them. PT
23. He writes in the article something that really shows us how our work comes to the reaches the thoughts and desires of the whole world. He writes that the world is like a scale. If our actions rise to the Creator, Malchut is ascending and self-reception is descending, meaning that the aspect of Israel in the person rules them, their thoughts and desires of the nations of the world. It's amazing. The question is, what does it mean that we work in a way that the deeds will rise to the Creator? I'm an egoist. I always think about my own benefit.
You're thinking only about yourself. You have to be integrated with your group. And with your group together, you have to be incorporated in the Creator. You have to be a pioneer in leading all of reality with your group. Behind your group, you're pulling all of reality forward. You connect in this tendency with all the groups. In short, there's work to be done. As much as possible, and try to feel in this work that the Creator is walking still before you. But as much as you're trying to walk forward and break forward, the Creator is walking before you and is clearing the path. Go ahead.
Can we say that in the same way we need to direct everything to the Creator and none else besides Him, we also have to have the greatness of the group?
The greatness of the group, the greatness of the 10, are things that have to be before me all the time, otherwise I don't advance. I can't. My entrance to spirituality, my perception in spirituality, my existence in spirituality, it's all on the level, of my 10 in my eyes, and the level of the global group of Bnei Baruch in my eyes. And look what's happening today. Look how the Creator is growing the importance of the 10, of the world group, by giving us the ability to understand where we are, what's happening in the world, what massive, substantial changes the world is undergoing in its history, historic, really. Look what it's doing with us. And only our group understands, feels what's going on, what's happening, and can advance and understand more and more. Where do you see that? Show me which other group, religious, secular, doesn't matter, understands what's going on with it. And they're inside this virus and they cannot get their head out of it. That's why you need to be also a little prideful, and his heart grew higher in the work of the Creator. We merited this, and that's why we have to do it. We have to have this privilege should become a part of our progress. And
да, здравствуйте, здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Вот можно ли сказать?
Hello, dear Rav. Is it possible to say that the beginning of the ladder that we wrote about in the article, that we read about in the article, is this the 10 and it ends at the Creator? And if so, how do we direct this ladder correctly from the 10 to the Creator?
Beautiful question, Vlad. Every ascent in each degree in the ladder is when the Creator is clothed in the 10 and you feel Him dwelling among you in the current state. And each time the state changes, meaning you get confused, the Creator disappears, the ladder also is missing in action. You find another degree above reason, you want to connect above all the disturbances, and then you wish to again discover the one force, the force of the Creator that exists between you. And that's how you rise to the next degree and the next, so on and so forth. Okay?
Hello. То есть это сила, то есть мы должны как-то понять между собой, что вот мы ощущаем сейчас вот следующий этап этой силы, которая нас объединяет.
Meaning we have to somehow between us understand that what we're feeling now is the next stage of the force that's connecting us, that's the next level.
The Creator is connecting us.
Должен оправдать управление Творца все же, либо я должен просто подняться и в него включить.
Still, Rav, do I have to justify the leadership of the Creator, or I need to just be included in Him to bring Him contentment and disconnect from my sensation?
And this is the same. It's the same. Think that it's equivalent. Moving ahead.
We are in excerpt 15. This is from Rabash, Sanctification of the Month. A person must take upon himself the burden of the Kingdom of Heaven on the lowest quality, and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling, so he can build its foundations on it. And at that time, he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth, and has no support. For then, everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state, where he is in utter lowliness. Since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the Kingdom of Heaven in this manner of lowliness. At that time, because he believes above reason, he takes upon himself that the situation he is in now comes to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet, he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he made an unconditional surrender. We'll read again. This is from Rabash, Sanctification of the Month. A person must take upon himself the burden of the Kingdom of Heaven on the lowest quality, and say about it that to him even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling, so he can build its foundations on it. And at that time, he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support. For then, everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state where he is in utter lowliness. Since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness. At that time, because he believes above reason, he takes upon himself that the situation he is in now comes to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender. We don't hear you, Rav?
I'm powerful. Well, not much to do. I have to read it several times, perhaps, and then think and try to feel, try to be moved by.
Five Gvulot, as is written there, at length.
First of all, I'm turning to all of our students. Whoever does not understand what it says here, no problem. Sit, listen, and think that this has to influence you and give you the understanding, the reforming light. It says about this, it's not the wise that learns, who studies. Someone who knows, it's worthless. It's not physics, it's not chemistry, it's not something that you can grasp in your mind. We're studying this in order for this to give us a remedy, meaning for us to start feeling how these actions occur in us, inside of us. That's it. This is what we have to feel. So let's read, and let's read with the expectation of feeling it. Not that we'll understand it, but that we'll feel how to act.
Yes, dear teacher, tell me. There's a feeling of a connection with the Ten when we all connect. This is one thing. I understand that it happens in every spiritual work. Balasulam writes that there are all kinds of connections on all kinds of degrees. How does the ascent of my feeling with the Ten happen? The feeling of connection between them. How does it happen, this ascent?
The more we connect with one another in the Ten, the greater, the stronger, the compression, the more we discover the force of unity there. It means that we give them a stronger, more intensive kli of connection, and then accordingly he can reveal himself in that kli. That the kli that we're making, that it'll be similar to the light that enters it, meaning only to the measure to which we connect, unite, compress ourselves together more strongly, the more the upper light can reveal itself. And so much so that we start feeling it. It's present now as well, only we're separated. We're in a separated state. If we start coming closer to each other at heart, which is called one man and one heart, then the upper light will be able to reveal itself, because that is its quality of being one. And if we unite as one, then it will be able to reveal itself in us. This is the only thing that we have to do. The principle is very simple. Only it's hard to realize it because it's against our nature. But if we understand this, and each one starts awakening the others, and we envy each other, and we really want to be no less than others, then we use our different egoistic forms, and by them we can also come closer to the connection. And this is called helpmate against him. This is called that the angel of death becomes the holy angel. That it's precisely the ego that, if we use it correctly, it can push us toward connection. It's like you use the sails, you use the opposite wind in order to go against the wind. You use the wind that's blowing against you, but you use the sail in order to go one way and the other, and you use part of that wind that comes against you, and you use it in order to push your ship, your boat, a bit to the right, a bit to the left, but still, it's all forward. This is how we go. And this is how we use the upper force, that even though that it is against our nature, but there is something about our nature that, yeah, we do want it. I don't want to be less than the friends, but it's an egoistic quality. Great, no problem. So I'm using my ego. I want to be no less than them, even more. So I'm using my ego, and it's advancing me. It's called that the angel of death gradually becomes the holy angel. And the main thing is that not to be afraid to keep on going, and there's just one thing that we have to do. We have to reach connection. And after the connection, there's dissemination. Don't forget about this, because to the measure to which we disseminate the method of correction, look what the Creator is now doing with humanity. So we explain to humanity that there's no point in cursing the coronavirus and our life altogether, because by this, God forbid, we curse the Creator. But we have to be grateful for all that there is. This opens a new world for us. A new world for the living, for the dead, doesn't matter for whom and what. A new world is coming, and we'll no longer go back to the old world. We'll no longer go back to how things were. Forget about it. Start opening yourselves to the new world. That our life, I really hope that this virus will be enough in order to push us toward connection. And God forbid, if it won't, then there will be much stronger blows that will push us toward connection. And those that are more in connection, making a plea for the
Hello, Rava. Our question is a dissemination question. We see that the situation of the coronavirus in the African continent is a little different. The people, first of all, there in the corporeal level, they don't have the excess that the West has. They're struggling. They're mostly in survival mode. So our message, first of all, they cannot also do the health advisories because people cannot really stay at home without going to get food or to work. And our message about what they need to do, because the situation in Africa and the people in general are different, should it be different? And does the coronavirus have a different work in Africa?
Why is the message different? Because the conditions are different, and the virus corona is different in Africa? אני לא יודע איך הוא פועל באפריקה.
I don't know how it works in Africa. And in general, I don't really take interest in how it evolves in each and every country. This is not what's important to us. What is important to us is the connection and not the way the corona works. Here more, here less. I think that in Africa, it should be easier because I heard that the heat decreases the intensity of the virus, and therefore, maybe because of that, the coronavirus in Africa is less powerful. This is the only thing that I can say. In general, I'm not really taking interest in what's going on in this world, but I'm more thinking about how can humanity go more quickly through the changes coming its way. This is what I'm concerned with. The changes that humanity, for humanity to experience them in the easiest and the quickest possible way. This is what I'm concerned with, and let's hope that this is how it's going to be. Caucasus.
Какова правильное намерение во время семинаров? То есть мы отвечаем.
What is the right intention during the workshops? We answer off questions, or should we mainly think about how to express, to speak in such a way that the group understands the question?
How to make it so that the group will be more united, more connected. This is what I need. And everything that I do, it's only in order to unite the group, or the 10, or furthermore, the entire group.
Dudi wants to ask a question now.
I want to say that the problem is simple. When I am next to other people, I think that I have a virus. What I think about is that I have the virus, and how do I not pass it on to them? Keep a 2-meter distance, put on a mask, do everything that you can, what's necessary. That what I'm concerned with is how not to pass on to others what I have, this bad thing that I have. Afterwards, you'll think about how not to pass on your inner bad to them, your ego. So it starts with health, and this way we'll gradually, and then we'll move on to thinking how do we pass on to something good to them, and this is how the virus gradually educates us. So write an article about it. Well, yeah.
Yeah, we will write. Question is this. There are many different communities of New Age or mystics or esoterics or religious groups that call for mutual prayers, worldwide meditation, and they're taken over by storm, masses of people, and they're even calling us to join them. What do you think about this approach?
I have no relation to them at all. It's like Bala Sulam says, it's like Rabash writes, that these you have to distance yourself from them a bit, and from those a bit more, and from these completely you have to distance yourself from them altogether. Run away. So think how to run away from all of those that speak very similarly to you, but that have a method which is not the wisdom of Kabbalah. So for you, it is forbidden to be in any kind of contact with them. Run away from them as though they do not exist. Otherwise, you will not have a clean approach to spirituality, the Creator, the wisdom of Kabbalah. For me, they don't exist. For me exists just one thing. Me, my group, students who want to be only with me, the Rabash, Bala Sulam, and the Creator. Besides that, nothing. Wilderness. There's nothing in the world.